Bless you, bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God on this morning for this opportunity to share the word. Amen. King of glory. How many know Jesus is our King of glory? Our King of glory. Praise God. And we're going to go through this psalm on this morning. And we're going to see how good he is. How good he is. How he belongs to be spoke of as King of glory. Let us pray and go before God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you on this morning. We thank you for this opportunity, oh God. Move forward, oh God, in us, oh God. Let your spirit speak, oh God. Let the words that I've studied and thought about and just consecrated myself on, oh God. Let it come with power and demonstration of the Spirit. Bless your people, oh God. Those that are virtually listening and those that are in the house. Just have your way at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. King of glory. Our great sovereign God. Our great sovereign God. I was looking at the definition of glory. Naturally, high renown. Jesus, even naturally we can see it, or honor won by notable achievements. We're just talking about in the songs we're listening to, the achievements. He died for us. He gave his life for us. He conquered all odds for us. Notable achievements, praise. He deserves all our praise. All our praise. We're talking about the King of glory. Our sovereign King. I just thank God for that. Manifestation. Spiritually, we look at God's presence. God's presence. Are perceived by humans according to the Abrahamic religion, but glory, commencement of God's special presence, as in the pillar of glory and of fire. These scriptures are not on our list, but this is what we're talking about, Exodus 13, 21, 22, the pillars of glory and fire by day and by night. Praise God. Are the glory that filled the tabernacle. Exodus 40 and 34 and 38. But we look back and we see why David wrote this song. We go back to 2 Samuel. All right. When David, God gave him victory over his enemies, and when he had got returned in the ark back to the city of David or Jerusalem. They put it on a cart. And by bringing it back, the ox stumbled. And Uriah put his hand on it and dropped dead. And David, like so many of us, got angry with God because we can't understand. But we're talking about holiness. Holiness. The King of glory. So when David went through that, we see in 2 Samuel, as we were saying, and I'm not going to go to the verses for the lack of time, for the sake of time. But he left the ark at Obed-Edom house. He left it there for 3 months. But what he's seeing how God bless that house.
Amen.
God bless that house. So that David decided, let me go get the ark and bring it back to the city. And in the process, he took about 6 steps And then he went to rejoice and had them build an altar, and there was praising and worshiping God. David got to the point where he just got all wild, and he was committed to praising God. Mm-hmm. And that's what God wants us to be. Because of God's glory, because he is king, we are admonish him, we lift him up. Mm-hmm. So David did that work, and this way comes in with the psalm. As we look at Genesis, we're going to look at Psalms 24, and this is our message, our scripture for this morning. Mm-hmm. And it says, the earth is the Lord. Mm-hmm. The earth is the Lord.
Yes.
Genesis says, 1:1, in the beginning God created
yes.
the heavens and the earth.
Yes,
the earth is the Lord and all its fullness. The world and those who dwell therein. Wow. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the water. We're talking about the King of Glory did this.
That's right.
God did this in the beginning, and we serve that God. Mm. He's our King of Glory. And this is why I said in Genesis 1:1, we can go there right quick. Praise God. I know it's up there.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Let's go to Genesis 1:1, if you don't mind me just going right here with it. Yeah. Praise God. And it said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. And I just finished quoting that scripture. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Look at awesome God. And the Spirit of God hovering over the face of the water.
Yes.
So we look at these two verses, and then we can go down to 26, that same chapter, verse 26 and 31 of Genesis 1. Praise God. Then God said, let us make man. We're talking about the King of Glory. Let us make man in our own image. Let us make man in our own image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. See how good God is? God put us in the position of dominion. Praise God. Over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle. Over all the earth and over every living creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him and made female and created them. Praise God. And then he went on and said, then God blessed.
Yes.
And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Praise God. And it goes on to say, we've got a few more verses. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food, and also to every beast of the earth and every bird of the air, to everything that creepeth on the earth in which there is life. And I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So every evening and morning was the sixth day. This is God's doing. This is God's doing. He said in the psalm we read in Psalm 24 said, praise God. He spoke about that. Amen. About how good God is. And this is why we look at this, our lives, and see What a difference God makes in it. God is in control of everything that's happened in this world. God did it. God, it was God's work. Praise God. Hallelujah. You go back to the Psalm 24. Praise God. Go back to the top. Praise God. The King of Glory, praise God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Yes. In this way, we make the connection with Genesis 1. Because we know God did the work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we give God honor.
Yes.
We give God the glory, the King of Glory.
Yes.
Because we recognize it's all God's doing.
Yes, Lord.
And all is for everything. Everything in the earth belongs to God. God created everything. And we know people do things and they have nice cars and homes and they think it's their doing. But it's God.
Amen.
That allowed them to have these things. It's God's mind that fulfills the things that they desire. But he said, if your ways please me, you'll eat the good of the land.
Yes.
Praise God. Yeah, God's doing.
Yes.
Let's look at Romans 8 and 18. Romans 8 and 18. Romans 8 and 18 says,
right.
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Wow.
The King of Glory. This, we was talking about it this morning. This present suffering will not reveal in us the glory that's supposed to come.
Yeah.
You see, I consider our present suffering not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Yeah.
It's going to be revealed. We see the change in our lives right now. That's what encourages us to continue pressing this way.
That's right.
For the creation waits eagerly for the expectation, praise God, for the children of God, for the children of God to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Go. There you go. For the creation was subjected to frustration.
Yes.
We see it. We see it today.
See it right now.
We see it, the creation. But we understand the King of Glory, who he is.
Mm-hmm.
See, and not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it
mm-hmm.
in hope.
Yes.
That the creation itself will be liberated from the bondage of decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. Brought into freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that this whole creation has been groaning as in the pain and childbirth right up to the present time. People are suffering. People are suffering. Not only so, but we have a first fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. Inwardly, as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. The King of Glory is coming for us. We have a redemption.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We look at Psalms, look at the continual. Let's look at Psalms. As we look at the second part of that song of verses, Psalm 24, and we see who made ascend into the hills of the Lord.
All right.
Who may ascend? And we see it is no one but Jesus. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? If it wasn't for Jesus making his entry into Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
humble on a donkey in humility,
yes.
we wouldn't have the freedom that we have. Jesus did the work. He the one that ascended in the hills of the Lord. And who may stand in his holy place, verse 3. He who has clean hands and a pure heart. That's a criteria. But we know Jesus was a perfect sacrifice. We know that it was Jesus that was able to do the work. And a pure heart who had not lifted up his soul to an idol. This is the thing that we understand, that God is sovereign over the whole world. Praise God. Nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? This is what Jesus, the work Jesus did. And he showed us that example. Now we have to live this life out. And righteousness from the God of our salvation. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we see those verses there. And as we stop right at 6. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek his face. Yeah. Praise God. And we see the related verse, Psalm 15, as we look at 15. And it's just the same thing. It established the same as Psalms 24 says, the Lord who made may abide in your tabernacle. Mm-hmm. Who may abide in your tabernacle? Mm-hmm. Who may dwell in your holy hills? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Same thing as Psalm 24, it's repetition, it's repeating itself. Mm-hmm. He who does not backbite with his tongue. We were talking about that this morning. Nor does evil to his neighbor. Nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. We got a standard. And Jesus set the standard. He who does not put out his money to usury. Nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. God expects something of our lives. Because the King of Glory set the standard. He's the one that was able to ascend, go back to the Father. Praise God. Last section of it, praise God. We look at the rest of the verses in Psalms 24. And just sharing a little bit to encourage you, praise God. Amen. We have the King of Glory in our lives. He is living in us.
Yes.
He expects us, amen, to honor him with this vessel. And Psalms 24 and 7, it says, the last part of this, it says, lift up your heads. Mm-hmm. Lift up your heads.
Lift them up.
O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. See, we don't have time to be putting our head down. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And what's going to happen? The King of Glory shall come in. We talk about the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory?
Who is
he? The Lord.
Yeah, come on now.
The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. It repeated in those verses. Why? Because it's important for us to realize who's the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. So we should be rejoicing. We should be excited about every day of our lives, because we have the King of Glory, and he speaks to us. He tells us what we should lift up our heads. Mm-hmm. When we look up to God, the King of Glory comes in. He blesses us. He gives us joy. He gives us peace. He gives us strength. But you have to do like David when he went and got the ark after he made a mistake. Going back to what I'm saying, when he was bringing the ark back to Jerusalem, the city of David. But when he got there, he realized he didn't do it the way God had said to do it. But he went back and he did it the right way, put it on the Levite's shoulder. And they brought the ark in Jerusalem. Praise God. The presence of God. The presence of God. That's why it's important for us to lift up our head so the presence of God can come in. Praise God. The King of Glory. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Praise God. Let's look at Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody like him. Praise God. Revelation. We're going to look at Revelation 1. And these Revelation 1 and 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace to you and peace for him who is and who was the King of Glory in the beginning. God created. He said, grace to you and peace from him who is. Praise God. Who was
and who is to come.
Who was and is to come. Past, present, and future. And from the seven spirits you are before his crown. Praise God. His throne. Praise God. And it drops down to verse 7 and says, behold, he is coming. With clouds, and with every eye will see him, and even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. And we're just gonna add the rest of it. And I am Alpha and Omega. I'm just gonna add that. The beginning and the end, says the Lord. Who is, and who was, and who is to come, Almighty. Praise God. And we're going to go down to Revelation 3. Praise God. Yes. Revelation 3 and 20. And it says, hallelujah. It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any hears my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. Praise God. That is invitation.
Yes, Lord.
If anyone, but you have to open the door. God is not going to force it. God is waiting for you just like we did. We had to surrender and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So I'm wrapping up now because the sake of time, but it's something for us to remember. Who is the King of Glory? Praise God. His goodness. Amen. We look at, as we studied that Psalm 22, we've seen the Lord's grace and dying for us. Psalm 23, explaining his goodness. And this scripture here, it reveals his glory in coming for us.
Wow.
We're talking about the King of Glory. He's coming. Praise God. He's coming, and he's going to come back for him. So we're talking about the Good Shepherd, who is our King of Glory.
Yes,
praise God. So we thank God on today. Amen. That's it. Praise, like Pastor Warren said, that's it. Praise God. God bless you all. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.